For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. The Forgotten Girl is the latest book by author and WKU English professor David Bell. Like many of his previous novels, The Forgotten Girl centers largely around family dynamics and unresolved issues from the past that rear their ugly heads in the present. David Bell came to the studios of WKU Public Radio to talk about his latest book, the book trailer that accompanies it, and whether or not, upon further review, he wishes he could change any part of any of his previous works. I started by asking Bell to explain the premise of The Forgotten Girl, which opens with the character Jason Danver having an unexpected encounter with his younger sister.
Well, Jason has moved back to his hometown because of a career change, and he has not seen his younger sister for 5 years. His sister, throughout her life, has struggled with substance abuse issues. And so he and his sister basically reached this crossroads where he practiced tough love and said, "You've got to stay out of my life if you're not going to have your act together." And so he hasn't seen her for 5 years, and out of the blue, He sees her in town and she kind of doesn't talk to him. And then the next day she shows up on his doorstep saying, "Hey, I'm back. I'm clean and sober and I need a favor from you." So he's facing that question. I think almost everybody's probably experienced someone in their life with a substance abuse problem, whether it's an immediate family member or a friend. And everybody has to face that question of, when do we trust that person again? When do we believe that the change that they say they've been through is a real permanent change? And so that's what he's dealing with his sister. Do I trust her again, or is it just going to be the same old stuff from her?
This book, David, and many of your previous books are centered around family dynamics, relationships, long-held family secrets. What is it about those themes that you enjoy writing about?
I think I write about families a lot just because a family is a universal experience. We're all in a family of some kind or in some way. And even when we move away from our families, we end up in substitute families, work families, friend groups that seem like families, in-laws, et cetera, et cetera. So families are just always in our lives. And families are places in our lives where we experience the most love, the most comfort, the most familiarity, all those kinds of things. But at the same time, families can be enormous sources of frustration and anger and difficulty. And sometimes maybe we have the experience where we say, do I really know the people closest to me? Do I know them as well as I think I know them? And I think one of the scariest things is to find out that someone who we think we know really well is not who they claim to be or not who they've been pretending to be. That can be a real terrifying wake-up call. So there's just a lot of drama in families, and I think that's why I write about them all the time.
I think that fans of particular authors or genres of books will inevitably compare one book to another. They'll compare the author's latest release to the last book or the one before that. From your perspective, do you draw upon your previous works in any way? Did anything you've written before this book in any way influence how you wrote or how you didn't write this time around?
Well, the big thing I have to think about, is, and my editor helps me think about this a lot, is that you don't want to do the same thing. You know, you don't want to have the same kinds of situations over and over again or the same kinds of scenarios. So it's a challenge to always think of something new. But I also think every writer, no matter how much they've written or how much experience they have, I think every writer feels a little terrified looking at the blank screen. On the one hand, sure, I have a little experience to draw on. I can say to myself, well, I've done this before, so I should be able to do it again. But still, sitting down and starting all over again, that's kind of terrifying. You go back to zero, that there's no, you know, you can't, it's just an empty page you're staring at. So I think that never changes.
The book trailer for The Forgotten Girl was filmed at the WKU Farm, right, not far from campus where we are right now. First of all, what's a book trailer? And tell us about who was involved in the creation of it.
You go to a movie theater, you're watching TV, they show you a movie trailer to tease you about going to see the movie. It's the same thing with a book. It's a little minute to 2 minute thing to get you to want to go see, go read the book and to raise some intriguing questions about the book. So I did a couple in the past. I did one for Cemetery Girl and I did one for The Hiding Place. And I did not do one for Never Come Back. And my publisher came to me this time and said, hey, we'd really like you to do a book trailer. Can you do it again? The great thing about teaching at a university is that you have access to a lot of students who have talents as actors and creative people like that. You have access to colleagues who you can try to sucker into appearing as actors in the movies. Mike Nichols from the art department, we roped him somehow into acting and kind of playing the lead role in this. And another student, Cecily Walters, played one of the lead roles in the trailer. So that's basically what it is. And the WKU farm was really generous. We went out there. We needed kind of an open, rural-looking area. And they said, hey, come out and use it anytime. Do whatever you want. So WKU and the farm were really cooperative, too. So it looks great. I think it really looks great. It's on YouTube and it's on my website if people want to check it out.
And you can also find a link to the Forgotten Girl book trailer at our website as part of the online post that will feature the audio archive of this interview. That's at WKYUFM.org. David, do you ever sit down and reread your previous books? And if so, I'm wondering if at any point you get to a part and think to yourself, oh, if I had to do that over again, I would have taken it this way, or I wouldn't have done that. I would have maybe done something else.
I don't really necessarily go back and reread the book after it's been published. But what I do is, The Forgotten Girl came out, and then I'm promoting the book. So I'm going around reading portions of the book. And it's been a long time since I've looked at The Forgotten Girl, because it was finished 8 months ago or 12 months ago. And you're absolutely right. As I'm reading it, as I'm doing these readings and looking at it over and over again, I start to think to myself, boy, I would change that line. You know, I can't believe I left that word in there. And I find myself changing it for the reading. So I think all writers feel that way, that if you could go back and look at something, I just don't think writers would ever finish anything. I think they'd constantly be tinkering with what they're writing. The only way books get published is that an editor comes along or somebody comes along and says, I'm taking this away from you. You're done. It's going away. It's kind of like we're small children and like somebody has to come along and take the toy away from us. And then they're like, okay, now go on to the next thing. So, yeah, I always think that. But I try not to sit down and look at it too carefully. It would probably drive me nuts if I just looked at the whole thing.
David Bell, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
We've been speaking with WKU English professor and author David Bell about his sixth novel. It's called The Forgotten Girl. You can find an audio archive of this interview, as well as a link to the book trailer that accompanies The Forgotten Girl. That's all available at our website, WKYUFM.org. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.